Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Let's talk to Pam Cronkite a little bit here. Pam, this is John. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Where and what did you teach, Pam?
I taught at Ottawa Township High School in Ottawa, Illinois, and I taught world history to freshmen. I taught American government and AP government and politics.
I thought you had sophomores in there, too.
Well, sophomores, that's who I teach AP Gov and regular Gov to, is sophomores and every once in a while a junior.
How many years did you teach?
At Ottawa, I was there for 16 years. I think total combined, I think I have close to 30 years.
Wow. 30 years in the classroom, 16 at that high school, not too far from where my wife and I have a house. I'm downtown Chicago right now. We have a little condo in the city. But I have spoken to your class a couple of times and was just always so impressed with you and your students. And frankly, I don't know if you know this, but the respect I thought I saw in them for you, you all had a very mature, adult, nice relationship. Did you feel that?
That's a super compliment, that's what you observed. But I feel like I enjoyed that. I think the relationship I have with my students is the piece that will feed me the longest as far as what I'm taking away from my teaching career.
So today's the first day you're not in the classroom?
It is. Day one.
How does that feel?
It feels good. My house is getting some attention that it's lacked for a while, and I've had breakfast with a friend, and I'm excited for the new chapter.
I'm glad to hear you say that. I thought you would be thinking, oh, I would be teaching the kids a class right now or something like that.
No, I don't know what's next, but I'm excited for it.
Are they still in session at that school?
Nope. Everybody's out. We have graduation on Friday night.
Wow.
That's
crazy. Chicago will go another 3+ weeks.
Right, but they start, I believe, Labor Day weekend. Is that correct?
Yeah.
We start after that. Like the first week of August.
Yeah, well, that explains it then.
It does.
So they say
And our classroom is...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Our classroom is getting air conditioning installed as we speak, which means when they come back in August, hopefully, either this year or next year, the teachers will have air on my floor, which is really exciting for them.
Wait a minute. You've been teaching in classrooms without air conditioning?
Still, yep.
I thought that was against the law. That's crazy.
Well, it should be against law.
I presume it's more difficult to do. I guess you've got a fan or maybe a window unit or something like that in some of those schoolrooms?
Oh, yep. We have multiple fans. And then on days when it's really hot, we just find corners of the school where we just take our class and teach. So we figure out how to make it happen. But that's going to change. Air is coming.
And you won't be there to enjoy it.
I won't, which I said preserves my story for posterity, that I can say I always taught in the...
It would seem to me like over the last 5 or 8 or I don't know how many years, it would be difficult to tackle government and history for kids. Did you find that to be the case?
I had to figure that out for sure. In fact, the first semester that I taught AP Gov was the first term of President Trump. And that first semester, we listened to his inaugural speech in class live. And I just remember thinking, okay, we have to figure out how to navigate these conversations so kids can understand and ask questions and just get a grip on what's going on. So I learned right alongside them. And I think once we figured out that we don't have to choose what people think about these things, we get to talk about the function of government and then just figure out if it's working for us or not. It gave me freedom and it built trust and made the classroom discussions pretty animated and fun.
So if you agreed with what the president said or disagreed with what the president said, you tried not to color your conversations with the kids with that?
Yeah, I know teachers have different approaches. My approach is I try to not let my bent show up in the classroom because I felt like it would stifle their thinking. And I just really wanted them to learn to be critical thinkers about what was happening. So we tried to present the structure. And we definitely, I teach in an area that's purple as far as political point of view. And so the families that these students come from, I mean, we have the whole spectrum of opinion and thought. So I really just wanted conversation to be open. So
I think that's
I usually did a good job of them not knowing where I was coming from.
I think it's interesting because it's either Ottawa or that county, LaSalle County, was a 1% or less than 1% difference. It is a truly purple county or area. And I think that
right.
would surprise people to think if you go that far southwest of Chicago, it's farm country, it's small manufacturing, and
right.
that would be a purple area.
Yeah, one of my favorite tools we used was the New York Times has this extremely detailed electoral college map where you can zoom in precinct by precinct, so literally the neighborhoods they live in, and they could see how their neighborhood voted in the 2016, 2020, and now the 2024 results are up. And like my neighborhood precinct, it was within 12 votes each year of red or blue who won, and it changed, it flip-flopped each time with less than two dozen votes. So that's just fascinating.
Pam Cronkite is a now former high school teacher, AP government history at a high school in LaSalle County. She was in other classrooms before then, 30 years teaching, and today's her first day of retirement, and I thought it'd be a good time to talk about that. And you said that you sort of let the facts do the teaching or talking, but if, say, the president or somebody said something that you knew to not be true, Pam, or to miss a salient other side of the story, how would you guide kids to that information?
So, for instance, with the conversation around birthright citizenship, they're having to be very familiar with Constitution and constitutional amendments. And so we'll pick, maybe we'll start a story and I'll say, okay, here's the headlines. And knowing what we know about our content, how do you think this is going to play out? Like, here's an executive order versus a law versus an amendment. And we'll have conversation about that. And then we'll just track it through, like, the court process when one court says something or another court says something different. And then there's opportunity to talk about the court's different points of view, like how they come up with,
mm-hmm.
With their decisions. So, It really just leads to the conversation.
And did they converse? Were the kids heads up, raising their hands, paying attention?
Oh, for sure. And you can tell, I mean, there's some kids that come into the classroom that already have a point of view, probably talked about it at home with their families. And then there's others that'll say, okay, but I thought that was unconstitutional. And so we'll talk about, like, if it's possible that this could get through, how would that happen? And honestly, with birthright citizenship without a constitutional amendment, it doesn't seem so plausible. And so then you have to get really creative, like, okay, so what is the process of, like, if we make this executive order the power of law until there's an injunction? Or there's just so much vocabulary that comes up in that.
Yeah, for sure.
And then they just learn the process. So they're learning vocabulary, they're learning the process, and they're asking the questions. So I think the current events applied to the content is just a way, great way to, like, bridge their access to the government.
It's interesting, though, because I could see others just throwing their hands up and saying, this is crap. The president doesn't have the right to ignore the Constitution. Amend it if you don't like it. But this is wrongheaded. The people don't want it. And it might even be racist. Next chapter, that probably would get you in trouble. Did you get any pressure? did the kids ever say, Ms. Cronkite said this in classroom, and a parent called you and said, what do you teach in my kid? I would imagine teaching history and civics and government right now, that might happen.
I honestly have had a great amount of support from families. I start out my class with a letter home saying, I encourage you to talk about government and politics at home. I hope you share your perspective with them. And I need you to know that I'm not trying to convince them of anything. I want you to stay in the conversation with them. And maybe that builds some trust, or maybe it's very separate and they're not having conversations at home. But I've received so little pushback. I think the time I was most conscientious of pushback was when I was teaching remotely. And we had the 2020 election in January 6th, and I was online on video without seeing who I was teaching, and I knew that families were in the background. That just felt like a road to navigate.
Yeah, I think so. And, well, you've moved on. Congratulations to you on a career that
Thank
I know
you.
Was so beneficial to the kids. I saw it in their eyes. I've spoken to a lot of high school classes, and I don't think I've ever had kids that were so engaged as they were when I was at Ottawa High School. And that's a testimony to the families, the school, and certainly that teacher. Pam, I'll see you on the St. Genevieve Riverboat one of these days.
Perfect. We've got a date.
All right. Stay well. Enjoy.
Thanks so much, John.
Today's her first day not teaching high school.